Today, Gilmathew earns a comfortable living in his South Los Angeles drugstore. But 13 years ago, after riots left 55 people dead in the city, more than 2,300 injured, and 1,100 buildings destroyed, he was devastated. His drugstore was one of the buildings that burned to the ground.
Oh, everything was destroyed, total to the ground. Yeah, it was totally destroyed.
The riots began after a mostly white jury in the suburb of Simi Valley acquitted four police officers of beating a black motorist named Rodney King. The explosion of rage exposed underlying tensions that divided the city's residents, white, Hispanic, African American, and Asian. After the violence subsided, there were government programs to spur development, which has occurred in pockets of South Los Angeles. Local and federal officials helped, but could have done more, says John Bryant of Operation Hope. He formed the private organization in response to the riots.
The good news was that we formed a rainbow out of that storm, and we had people talking to each other that wouldn't normally talk to each other, and we formed coalitions and partnerships that would not have normally been formed. And it forced people to have more of a spirit of self-reliance.
Mr. Bryant's organization teaches financial literacy to inner-city children and adults. It also operates cyber cafes to offer computers and a workspace for local residents who want to start a business. A credit branch helps residents get loans to buy homes or commercial property.
Lo que podemos hacer es podemos correr el crédito.
After the riots, Gilmathew's pharmacy was rebuilt, partly with a loan from Operation Hope. Another private group, the Community Coalition, lobbies politicians to improve the neighborhood. Executive Director Marquise Harris Dawson started a project with local youngsters to document repairs needed at their schools. They took photographs and publicized the pictures.
One of the things they were most concerned about was the quality of the physical conditions at their schools, and so youth documented those conditions, proposed solutions, and were successful in winning $153 million for their schools.
Today, there are new businesses and banks in some neighborhoods of South Los Angeles. There is construction in other places. But liquor stores dominate in other neighborhoods. Rabbi Alan Freeling of the Los Angeles Human Relations Commission says conditions have changed, but not as much as they should have.
There is still a sense of hopelessness in certain parts of the city. I think that we have to pay much more attention not only to the needs of the economically deprived, but also the educationally deprived. Much of the work that we do is really to address that.
He says schools are overcrowded in this part of the city and changing demographics, with more and more Latinos in once black neighborhoods, add to the tensions. His city agency intervenes with ethnic problems. George Gascon, the assistant police chief for Los Angeles, is an immigrant from Cuba and understands the tensions in the inner city.
You could go almost anywhere. If you got people that do not have a stake into society, you're always going to have problems. And I think the challenge for communities and for government is to figure out a way to make everybody, or as many people as you can, a meaningful member of the process. The more people that you have that are outside the system, the greater the likelihood of having problems, up until including revolutions. I mean, that's how revolutions are started.
Los Angeles officials say the potential for unrest is always present unless people feel empowered to take responsibility for their neighborhoods. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.